Go Loud. Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola, where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it.
I love when your little face just pops up on my TikTok.
Oh,
I won't disclose the rest of the message.
Oh God.
I think he fancies me. Ooh, a lad.
Oh, we fun.
I love it so.
Welcome to Home and Drink with Charlene and Ellie. This episode's brought to you by Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign, aka the reason your group chat is about to go off.
Challenge your besties to a bottle hunt. Who can find everyone's names first? And then the loser has to buy the snack.
It's back for the first time since 2013. And honestly, we've missed it so much.
How was it 2013?
I know.
Oh my.
Feeling old yet?
Yeah. There's just something about seeing your name on a Coke bottle that makes you feel seen. I love seeing Ellie on it. I'm like, yippee!
I never have that feeling, oh, unfortunately.
Right.
So you can keep your eyes peeled in stores. Or if your name's a bit unique, like mine, shout out to the Aoife, Maeve, Avas, Charlene's of the world. You can scan the QR code on the pack and create a custom digital one so everyone is still involved.
Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola and summer just go hand in hand, don't they? So let's make this the best summer ever.
We're actually going on an exciting trip.
We are.
Are we staying?
I don't know.
I always think when, like, with press trips, I'm like, are we allowed?
Say
even, yeah, like, our trip that we're going on, like, with Pennies, I'm like, oh, like... But yeah, we can't.
Don't,
no one's
telling
us. Yeah.
Like, we were never told, don't,
no,
mention it.
We're going to a really cool,
a cool festival.
Maybe we'll just not say it for no reason.
Maybe we'll wait.
Maybe we need to confirm.
Yeah, we'll just give it a
we're
week.
We're allowed.
We'll tell you next week.
We're going with Coca-Cola though, so we're really excited.
Yes.
I bought a cool outfit today.
Did you buy something, yeah, already?
But I don't know how hot that country is. I reckon,
yeah,
it's going to be hot.
Do you?
But it's slightly knitted.
That'd be fine.
But it's not a heavy knit. It's just like knit.
Will you help me?
It's a, yeah, I found, oh, I found a girl that wore it to Glastonbury. I was like, I need that.
But that's, then how did you find the actual outfit?
I just,
you scared me.
Reverse image search.
You're terrified.
Yeah, just put it on Google straight away.
That's all Charlene's tricks now. You're telling
me. It's from like Lagos or something. I don't even know where Lagos is.
Wow.
Would you know where Lagos is?
No.
Yeah.
But it sounds,
I've
far
heard
away
of it, but I don't know. I've no idea,
no,
where in the world.
And will it be here?
That's what I said. I was like, I'm in Ireland. I don't know where that is. But
yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it's fine. I got it by the 15th.
Grand.
And she has to hand crochet it.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you'll have to show me this.
Yeah,
one.
I will show you.
Dying to see.
We had a few questions last week. We didn't get to, like, update questions,
yes,
of life. First one was, Ellie's hair is fab. What colour do you ask for?
Brown. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
Like a chocolate.
Yeah.
I'd say, like a dark chocolate brown.
I just didn't want warmth in it this time, but I feel like my hair is obviously just going to come back warm.
Everyone's hair goes,
yeah,
warm.
Like, I, in my head, I want it like a real cool, like cold brown.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think that suits me then. So,
yeah.
I have no idea. I think my extension colour is a 2B and I couldn't tell you. I think it's posted on the Platinum Instagram page anyway. So,
yeah,
you'll find it somewhere. But I just go in and say, hi, can I be brown, please, Platinum? Win with a picture
that's
and
brown
just say, help me, please. So, yeah.
Gorgeous.
That was me.
Yeah, I think everyone's hair goes warm. As in, like, even blonde. Like, I think it's an Irish thing.
Is it?
To have warm hair. Yeah.
Like, even as a child, my mum always, yeah, said, like, oh, yeah. And even pictures of me when I was younger. At one stage, I was real, like, strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Like, real, yeah, auburn-y, like.
It just pulls warm,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, always warmth in my hair, but I just say brown. So, sorry if that's absolutely no help.
I think it look like it's the colour if I was to look at a bar of dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
You know what I mean? So
there you go.
Oh, look at this. Because when I think chocolate brown, it's probably a little bit lighter than you are now.
Yeah, yeah.
More like a lighter brown.
I just wanted my root to match my root colour so I wouldn't,
yeah,
have to do anything to it.
Yeah.
I don't have to dye it. So that's absolutely no help whatsoever. I literally just told you brown. So
cool brown.
Cool brown.
Cool brown. That's helpful.
What else have we got? Do you believe that everything happens for a reason, Charlene?
Yeah, but then you hear of, like, some people's tragedies in life and these awful things that you're like, what fuck reason was that?
Yeah.
For? Like,
what benefit was that?
Or people who have, like, you know, really bad things have happened to them and their family. And, like, I'm like, that, what is the reason?
Mm.
There's none.
Like, I love the idea of thinking that, like, your path is already designed for you.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, and I do think that.
I think,
yeah, I like to believe that.
But what if I'm on a path and then I want to change? I change it. I think even that is,
yeah,
mapped out.
Yeah.
Change was mapped out.
I think your life is, like, mapped out for you from the beginning. I think the reason I like to think that is if you're going through a shit time in your life, yeah, there was a reason you were kind of swayed off that path for a minute, yeah, for that to be put back on it, and you kind of,
that was part of your,
yeah,
path.
Yeah.
I don't know. Saturn return.
No.
It's like this thing, I even recently found it. It's like between the ages of 27 and 31, Saturn, the planet, basically comes back around and like to where it was when you were born.
Oh.
And like apparently it shifts loads of stuff in your life, like loads changes in that time.
For good or bad?
Oh,
or
I don't both? Know. Both, I think.
Okay.
I think everything just like
shifts.
It's like, yeah. So it's between them ages that it happens.
Scary.
Yeah. I think you can check your birth chart and see exactly when.
Oh God.
Waiting for the Saturn return to just click.
I don't think I'd want to know. Stuff like that, I'd be like, oh no, I won't, yeah, won't look too deep into that.
Yeah. And then you'd probably make your own chaos.
Yeah, you'd convince yourself that, oh, this is part of the plan.
Yeah. But I do think some things happen for a reason. I wouldn't say everything.
Yeah.
When you think of little things in life, yeah, a breakup or like, not so a little thing, but you know, things like that, I'm like, that can happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I would, people's deaths and stuff, I'm like,
no, yeah.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
Other than awful.
Yes.
Highlight of your summer so far?
I kind of feel like summer hasn't really begun yet.
I know what you mean.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah, even though it has.
Oh, definitely has.
Yeah, there is a bit of a weird vibe.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
I think it's to do with, I literally haven't been in school, obviously, since 10 years ago. But the secondary school, or is it the primary school holidays, only finished up last weekend.
That's
or last
true.
Week.
That, yeah, they're end of June, aren't they?
So to me, in my head, I'm like, oh, now this is summer.
Yeah, that's true. How is it July already, though?
I feel like my brain is like still programmed into like school time.
I know.
Is yours like that?
100%.
Yeah.
When I look at the months in my head, I still see like summertime in the middle of school.
Yeah. Or like thinking of like, I hate to say the C word, but Christmas holidays. I think of like the school Christmas holidays. I don't know why. So to me, in my head, I don't know, has summer really fully started yet? Yeah, I don't know.
I would say my trips. I couldn't pick one, like them all together.
Them 5 weeks you had.
Yeah.
Ball.
It's just really nice.
That's allowed.
To be away.
Yeah.
That long. And even that didn't feel like summer though. Well, it did, but I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe because we get to travel so much in the year for like trips and stuff as well. That like, because when you're younger, like in school and things, like your only time you ever go away is summer, really.
Yeah.
Like me and my family would just go away in summertime.
Only summer, yeah.
But now, even like when you're older, like, I don't mean just an hour job, but you can go away for little weekend trips and like you can do different things. Whereas when you're younger, summer is your trip time.
That's your holiday.
That's your yeah, that's your holiday.
I do feel like July and August though, like as it gets more towards that end of summer,
yeah,
more things happen quicker.
Yeah,
I don't know. Things are.
It's gonna go too quick.
I know, you're terrified of time going quick.
Oh, summer going quick. I'm so old. I hate winter, guys.
I love it.
I fucking hate it.
I was watching Christmas reels yesterday.
Oh, no.
Can't wait.
I like Christmas, but like, no, it's cold.
Oh, I love
it's it. So, like, this morning I got up, went for a walk. It wasn't even 9 o'clock yet. Like, was wearing little shorts and a top.
Yeah.
Winter, you'd be frostbitten. I wouldn't have a toe or a finger left to my name.
I love it. There's something about it.
Oh, we got a nice email in.
What the hell, Kelly? I'm really trying to make this a thing and it's not clicking with anyone. I keep saying it and Graham's looking at me going, you really want this to stick, love, don't you? And I'm going, yeah, what the hell, Kelly? Thinking I'm like...
trying to make bet chat.
Yeah, trying to make it stick. It's not sticking. Really not. But what's this?
Oh, so random. But I remember Ellie went through a phase, never coming on her stories and talking for a while. And she said she's basically embarrassed because what boy would look at her talking her stories and want to be with her? Now she's so much more active and posting all the time. And every time a video pops up, I get all giddy for her. And just knowing how unbelievably happy she must be to feel comfortable and confident posting again. I feel like a proud mom. I'm thrilled for her. Just need to acknowledge how happy seeing her stories, etc. makes me. And here's too many more.
That's really cute. That's so sweet.
That's so nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she took the time to email and everything.
I remember that phase being like, oh no.
Yeah.
What if he watches my stories and thinks she's a freak?
You will never feel as shit about yourself in a situationship with someone who is like unreliable as a person.
Yeah.
It's actually the worst.
Mm.
Like there's nothing worse.
And now Graham replies to my story saying, yeah, oh, you're just sexy. And I'm like, it's me talking or something or whatever I'm doing. Something that he probably is not even slightly interested in.
But that just shows like it's the wrong person if you feel like you can't
be. 100%.
Because I've been there too. I'm like, that's so like.
Well, he even notices it himself. Like he'll like send me back my TikTok and be like, I love when your little face just pops up on my TikTok.
Oh.
I won't disclose the rest of the message.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? I think he fancied me. No, but yeah, I do remember that phase. And like, imagine, and it's only now that I'm thinking back to that. Imagine I stuck to that and was like, oh no, like I'm not, that I was putting someone fancying me over me actually being myself and, like,
and your
doing
job.
What I love. Yeah.
And, yeah.
And my job. I was more worried about, I want to be incognito and he might like me more.
I feel like in a situationship, you put like a man as like central to your thoughts because you're kind of always thinking like, oh, does he like me? Like, what are we? It's so like,
all over the
shop. Takes a lot of brain space.
Doesn't it?
Too much.
But you're also like fast forward thinking to, but what if in a few months kind of thing?
Like, yeah. That. Yeah. That just shows the wrong situation.
Yeah. So. That was so lovely. Oh, thank you so much.
That's so cute.
That email. That is so sweet.
The weekend, what did we do?
I did nothing and it was lovely. Oh, I had a lovely family weekend, actually.
Limerick.
I was going to say my Limerick.
Or they came up from Limerick.
They did. My cousins came up from Limerick and we got the first kind of taste of having like a baby in the house.
Oh.
My cousin's daughter, her two kids were up, Tom and Millie.
So cute.
But like having Millie in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, it's adorable.
You probably haven't had a little kid in the house in so
my mom used to mind kids when we were in primary school. Yeah. That would have been the last time we had a child in the house. But we say all the time, like, Bobby is the child in the house. Like, his little toys are all around the place. And I'm saying to my dad, it'll be very different in a few months.
Yeah.
But even seeing, like, Millie run around the house and all, my dad be saying, Jesus, look how fast she is. And, like, I was like, Dad, this is going to be us in a few months.
I know.
It's so exciting. What else did I do? I went into town, actually, on Saturday, I think. Did a bit of shopping.
Lovely.
I feel like I always forget that, like, I live in Dublin. You can just drive into town and mosey around.
I know,
around
we will,
shopping.
Like... No use of free will.
No, I forget that all the time.
Yeah.
So like, got myself dressed up a little bit, went for a bit of lunch, little cocktail, little shopping.
Aww.
I feel like I forget.
For yourself?
Like, no, Jesus.
Oh,
I wish I had the balls. No, I wish I had the balls to do it myself. But yeah, I feel like you just forget sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Excellent use of free will.
I would formally like to announce that I deserve a pat on the back. I went a whole weekend and didn't order one takeaway.
Wow, I wish I could say the same.
Not one. Graham only said to me during the week, he was like, Ellie, he's on his health buzz now.
He's ready.
He has a PT. He's like,
Is he doing a marathon soon or no?
Yes, this weekend. Yeah. No, this is a half one this weekend.
Right.
So I told him I'd be at the finish line. I need to find out where the finish line is. Anyway.
Oh, is it Dublin?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one.
It's a half one.
Oh, right.
I'm really sure it's a half one. I don't know. I'll find out where you're
going. Yeah, it'd be the half.
He was saying, we need to knock this on the head. Like, I'll never forget Christmas time. We were ordering, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner to the house. Oh, easy.
So nice. Good.
The whole weekend. We said, no, we'll try this weekend to not order anything. And we didn't.
Very good.
One thing, I had home-cooked meals, did I? We ate out the day we went shopping, but it actually wasn't even that much. So that doesn't even count. But like, had my mum's home cook. She did like a lasagna one night and she had like a turkey and ham the other night.
Lovely.
No takeaways.
Love.
Did you have many?
I had one. Had a Chinese yesterday.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't count Sunday. Mm-mm. Fine. But I think it's just when you get into routine of cooking stuff that you like and just being like, that's what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You just forget. There was a time when I was like, just ordering like that as well.
Oh.
It was just in my head that I was just like, oh.
Easy.
Yeah.
We're here in half an hour.
And it's so, you don't have to do anything.
So
they
convenient.
Come to your door.
Isn't it?
If I lived in Dubai, because I know that's like even more so there.
It's
get
everything
to your door.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave the house.
I'd be plastered to the couch. I wouldn't move.
Honestly, why would you need to?
No.
You wouldn't even have to. I'd say you don't even have to walk to your door to open it. They probably just come in.
No, but like it's not. I feel like in Dubai, it's not even just like really cool food deliveries. You can get like
petrol
just random shit.
Yeah.
Somebody can come to your car and fill it.
Yeah. Crazy.
I wouldn't lift.
London's quite good as well. You can get like stuff, pharmacy and stuff delivered.
I know one here you can order from like Centra and stuff. Like
Yeah, you can.
You can do bits. I got a chicken fillet roll delivered one night.
Horrible.
No, it was actually bad. Really good. But I feel like that's not something you think in your head.
I haven't had one of them in years.
There's a girl on TikTok actually, and she does like a lot of money things are coming up for me. Have you seen that American fella? And he's like, I live a frugal life, and he waters down his eggs. He doesn't oil his pan with a brush because the brush is pointless. He uses his fingers.
Oh, is he like?
Have you seen
What's wrong? What's doing? What your eggs gonna do?
Just to make them like. Make them more. He adds water in.
Cheapskate.
Yeah. Like he's a self-confessed frugal man. Like he
oils the pan with his fingers.
Yeah. But when the pan is cold, he'll pour the oil on. He just
moves it around with his fingers and he says, there's no need to buy a brush. Like, what's the point that I use my fingers?
But I just do, I pour in the oil in and just move
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I move the pad. That's what I do.
My fucking yeah.
But like, he brings you through his weekend of like his frugal habits. Like, he washes, he doesn't wash his plates and bowls at home. He washes them in work because the he doesn't have to pay for the water then. He charges all his appliances in his work office so he doesn't have to use his electricity at home.
Honestly.
But he talks about how much money he saved from doing this and I'm like...
And is it much?
Yeah! I'm like, oh my God, there's a girl, an English woman as well who I see doing all the time. But like, you see them getting absolutely blasted online. But I'm like, maybe if we... took a fucking note from their book. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Some of it is too much.
Some of it goes to the extreme now and I'm like...
I've seen one before and they don't use toilet roll and these reuse.
Stuff, when it comes to hygiene and stuff, he uses the same... Do you know those disposable mops that you put the piece of cloth on?
Yeah.
He reuses that. He washes it. And I'm like, they're called disposable. You use them and throw them away.
I thought they just disintegrate.
You're like, I don't know what they are.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
He washes it and I'm just kind of like, where was I going with that story?
Some of his tips are not...
yeah, where was I going with that? What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about...
Oh, the delivery app.
Yeah.
Another girl came up on it from America and she was like, things I would never spend my money on. And she says, food apps. She's like, I don't have any food apps on my phone.
I actually currently don't.
Do you not?
Just
because storage.
Well, yeah, actually. Yes, but I'm also just not going to get... If I really need it, I can download it, but just like leave for the moment.
No, and like she was saying, I don't do food apps. I don't order coffee when I'm out. I can just make that at home. Like, I feel like little things in your head, we're so accustomed to easily doing.
To just do it,
going and getting your coffee and going and... spending money and
see people adding up how much they spend on coffee. It's...
Come here. Even when I go through my sometimes I go through my bank balance if I'm kind of like the fuck, and I like scroll through it and I'm like, don't remember that. Or do you know, I've recently found bleeding subscriptions for apps that I forgot about and takes 40 quid out and I'm like,
yeah, I know. And Spotify.
Oh, I forget about them all. I'm like,
no,
Christ.
I know. And that's how they get you, because you're never gonna delete Spotify, but other ones like stupid apps.
Yeah.
That, you know, like all them. So basically for like Instagram videos and for ads, sometimes we have to use like, what's it called? Royalty free?
Yeah.
Royalty free music, right? And you pay for that app. Do you ever get an app, Epidemic Sound? And it's expensive.
I used to have it on my
laptop. And it refreshes and you're like,
the 40 quid was Facetune or something.
Oh.
And I was like, was it? Yeah, I think it was Facetune.
For 1 month?
No, for a year.
Oh, too bad.
Facetune 2 or something. And I was like, come on, let me live.
Give me my
Facetune for free. I'm just a girl. I'm trying.
Oh, I hate them royalty free songs.
Oh, they're tragic. Straight away.
Wait, why? So we have to use them because, why is it again?
I think it's something to do with if the brand wants to make an ad out of it. Yeah, they can't use Beyonce song. But
why can't they use Beyonce? Is it like,
I think because they have to pay her. Yeah.
Oh.
They'd have to pay her then for using her song.
Oh.
I'm nearly sure. That's I thought
it was the opposite, that they don't want to give like an artist money if they're promoting their song.
No, I think they'd have to pay to use it.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
So you have to put a little ding dong.
Well, whoever's like the ding dong seems to make a better one.
There's a few of them I used to like on Epidemic Sound.
Oh, really? Like specific ones?
I'd know the words.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in my YouTube era, I'd know them off by heart. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll add this one in here. Little montage in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You always know in a video someone's using it.
100%.
Yeah. I used to just not do any music for the montage. Just no
sound.
Silence. So I had a Chinese yesterday. I chilled with the girls. And then... Saturday I had a day, I just cleared out my apartment, like, because basically when I was went away,
I saw your picture actually,
came back.
Sun in your apartment, wow.
Oh my God, so nice.
Stunning. Your little waist as well, I was zooming in, banging. I was like, she looks hot.
Naked. No, I'm joking. But I had been home since only Friday, then Zach Bryan was a Saturday.
Yes.
Sunday was like chilling and then straight into
work.
Yeah, right. And then I was down in Mullingar twice, mental, so done all my washes. Clean my apartment, just had a nice day.
Lovely.
Do that.
I love that for you. I feel like you needed that.
Didn't speak to one person.
Oh, Shara, you needed that. I was telling you.
Love and life.
You really needed that.
Because I was so
you were overwhelmed.
Yeah, there was a lot. I had like just spoken to so many people last week.
No, you just need to piss off.
Yeah. And watch that Netflix, The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah. Watch that season 2.
I'd be so jealous of them, couldn't watch it.
Oh my God.
Oh, they're just so stunning.
They're so...
I saw a girl on TikTok actually. And
they're like, with their stomachs actually go inwards.
Oh, the opposite way.
Yeah.
How? I could never.
I was wondering, I was like, how do they do that? Like, because I get some bloat on my periods. I was like, how do they? They must have to dance on their periods. How do they do that? And they're wearing little white shorts. That's what my mind went to.
Yeah, how do they dance? White shorts.
Yeah.
I saw
one
of them.
Their leg up to here.
Talking about, she's the only one that has like straight blonde hair.
Oh.
And she was doing a TikTok and she was saying, I get questions all the time about how am I allowed to be the only one to have straight hair? Because apparently the Dallas Cowboys are known for having
current big,
big,
Texas hair. Yeah.
She said that when she applied for it, or when she went to be a cheerleader, she tried to put curls in her hair and her hair just wouldn't hold it. And they ended up saying to her, your hair is actually nice or straight, so we don't mind you having straight.
Oh my God.
I'd say she stands out. No, I don't. I didn't see her in the lineup or anything, but I'd say she stands out loads. Being the only one with straight blonde hair.
That's mad, isn't it? Because usually they'd like cut you for that. Like, they're so cut.
What's your one's name? The, like, captain girl. Kelly, is
Kelly
it?
Kelly and Judy.
They own it.
Yeah.
If you put them in front of me.
They're so mean.
They're terrifying.
Like, the stuff they in the, there used to be another show in America that was the same one, but they were much more mean than that.
They're so scary.
They'd be like, she's put a bit weight and your one is like a stick.
Right.
And I'm like, God forbid. They see me in that little short.
God forbid, a bit of inclusivity goes on there.
No, there's no inclusivity there.
Like,
none.
Do you know what I mean?
Not for weight wise.
Like, on one hand, all right, I get you want them to look like supermodels. That's fine. Like, you do what you want to do. But also, like,
I know.
It's unrealistic.
I know. And then also, they like nitpick at like certain things.
Do
they're
they?
Like, oh, they were like, oh, she's got shoulders. I was like, of course she has shoulders. She's a woman. Like,
God forbid, she was born.
God forbid. Like,
what?
And like, she might, I don't know. I didn't know who they were looking at, but like what?
No.
That doesn't even matter. Like,
I wouldn't even try it.
It's like they find something to be.
Oh, they scrutinize every part of you.
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
Honestly. Yeah.
Wouldn't be like that.
I wish, I'd love to know the feeling of how it feels to kick your leg up that high. Like, imagine the feeling of your leg just not stopping when you kick it up.
Well, that's what I was trying to do in Irish dancing, and I ended on my back. And I still remember the feeling of being so embarrassed. Oh, I'd say,
how high did it go, do you think?
High enough that I absolutely upended myself.
Like, hear it at that trip. Did you see the video where?
No.
The L'Oreal Paddy's Day one.
Did she ever want a rack?
Did you not see the video?
Did I not?
You did.
Did I?
You must have.
Why am I thinking of Danielle? What does Danielle do? Danielle does a flip or something.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she's real flexible.
Definitely, yeah.
Hear her when she's Irish dancing around the room and she kicks her leg and smacks on the ground.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh my God, I have to tell you afterwards.
Yeah,
but her leg went so high that it must be like the balance of.
Well, how do they do it to the point that their leg is parallel with their face?
One of the girls was so good at it that she kicked herself in the nose when practicing.
Nah, I reckon I'd get it maybe like at a 90 degree angle.
I'd love to know 90? The feeling of it. Like,
start practicing.
I will. Get loose. Never. My hips are fucking tight. Never. So as we were saying, we're going to a really cool festival and Longitude's coming up this weekend. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about festivals and just them in general, I suppose. Yeah. You go to Longitude?
I don't think so. I don't know. I wasn't planning on it. Well, Quiva texted me last week about it, and then Nicola texted me last night about going on Saturday.
I'm singing on Saturday.
Are you going?
Everyone, I'm singing on Saturday. I keep forgetting my one song that I have. To be confirmed, I think it may be 4 p.m.
Fun.
It'll be on the spin.
Wait, are you Instagram. Going literally just to sing?
And I'm working. That day.
So you'll be there Saturday.
So I can go off singing and come back and work. Yeah, just nip back to work.
See ya. Bye.
So that'd be good. But then Sunday, I don't know. And no one's really said that. Yeah, I don't have a ticket.
No, I don't either.
Are they still available?
I think so.
They'd want it. Imagine they sell out. Because Sonny Federer is on Sunday.
Is he?
Very good. DJ.
I think Jazzy's on Saturday, is she?
Maybe, yeah. 50 Cent, I don't know when he's on.
Oh.
I know. And guys, I know the crowd is young. So
what well, is it though? Like,
no.
I feel like you do get a mix at it. Why do people say mainly, like, it's so... I'm seeing like 23-year-olds being like, I know it's for kids. What?
I know. Yeah.
Grow up, you were a kid. What do you mean?
I feel like the majority is quite young. But when you're with your friends...
But like, who gives a flying...
Only the music matters.
Like, who actually cares?
I'll be 70 still going to Longitude.
Like, if there's good acts on, I don't see why you'd be like, oh, Scarlett before she went to Longitude.
And they have the best, they get the best lineup.
Yeah.
So, we'll be there.
Yay.
Defo. But then, I wish Monday was a bank holiday.
I know, Where was it?
We were all dying sick last year after it. I think we might have all contracted COVID, actually.
Potentially.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
That's
I'm a bit sick now. No, I'm not sick, but I just feel like... I've smoked like 70 cigarettes and I haven't, I don't think. Like, do you know that feeling after a night out? Yeah, because I've had one or two on a night out before and felt the next day like, oh God. But I feel like that the last 4 days.
Dear.
It's not like an anxious chest because I know what that feels like. It feels like smoky chest. Smoky Joe.
Smoky Joe over here.
I need like an inhaler or something. Maybe.
Oh God.
Now, and then my voice in the morning is like, hey, hey you guys. Hey. And then I'm fine though, so I don't know what's going on.
It's not a mind that you're singing on Saturday and you have a week and I've
been there. I don't know what it is.
Like loads of honey and lemon for the week. You'll be
I'll
fine.
I'll just limp sync. Limp sync. Lip sync. No. If I have to.
No.
If I have no voice, guys, I will have to lip sync.
You'll be fine.
I didn't go to Food and Free, I was away for that.
So really? Was I.
Yeah.
I was away. We're doing an electric picnic.
We're doing an electric picnic.
Ball.
Love EP, guys.
Love EP. And love. I feel like at this stage now, I think we've really learned our lessons from like...
We need another trolley. That's what we haven't learned. We need two this year.
Yeah, we only did the... We keep filming and one. That janky one that's in the shed.
We bring so much stuff, but there's nothing that we bring that I think we could do without.
I can definitely do without like a lot of the shoes.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I overdo it with boots and I end up in the same ones each night because they're goofy.
Yeah.
And we end up in hoodies and leggings and...
That's a good tip.
When the sun goes down, we don't care what we look like. What we look like.
Oh, no.
No one does.
No.
And that's the fun of it, like.
Bucket hat.
Yeah.
And...
There's still so many places in that place I've never been to.
Ah.
The stories I hear from people. And I'm like, where are all these places?
It's like me and Zoe went to.
It was like in the trees.
This is a trailer park. And you could basically apply to, like, make your own trailer. And whoever was as most creative could make one. So people won. And this one was like a... Was that like a sex trailer? It wasn't sex, but like they were all dressed in like...
Bondage?
Yeah, kind of. I think it was or police. Anyway, maybe I'm making it up. But there was something like that, but you had to do the limbo. And then if you lost the limbo, you had to do a forfeit. Mine was like drink a shot out of your friend.
I remember that. I remember the videos.
And then some people had to stand against the trailer and get like spanked with the whip and all. Like it was mad.
There's so many places that people show me videos and talk about. Oh, yeah. I see this. I'm like...
Yeah.
Where were you?
And I'm like, I don't even know what I see because I don't even see the acts, all the acts sometimes.
No.
We're just, I don't know what we're doing.
Someone was telling me one year, I think it was Nikayla telling me about the bunker.
Yeah, I've never been there. No. I don't think I want to go to that either. You just go underground.
Yeah. But the fact that there's something built underground in Electric Picnic.
It's so cool.
What? Like?
Glastonbury looks amazing. Have you seen videos of it?
I've seen bits.
It looks like...
Oh, I see Lewis Capaldi.
It's on. Now in my heart. I'm so glad he had his break.
He's adorable. And the amount of videos just being like, saying like, this is what happens when you actually look after yourself. When you take a step away and look after yourself.
Thank God.
Because the video of him in 2023 is so sad.
So sad. It's so hard to watch.
Can't sing at all.
No, like. No.
And he was even crying at Glastonbury this year. Like he was crying talking.
Because he was able to like. But like, I feel like his label and stuff, if they didn't let him have a break that time, they'd be horrible people. Like how could they? There's no point. Can't get anything out with someone when their cup is empty themselves.
Oh, no. Like, forcing them to sing.
He's so cute.
No, you can't be doing that, but you look really,
he's playing
really good.
Free arena.
With Sky Newman?
Yeah.
Need.
I was like, I just want to go for her.
Yeah. I was going to send a Graham earlier on me and like, look, he's playing Eagles as well. I love her.
She's so
Oh, she's
cool.
The coolest girl I ever. Can't. Her style and just the way she is.
She's like 21 or something.
Is she?
Sick.
I can't cope with all these young ones being so like cool.
I know. Where's your bad stage? Like,
I don't think like
kids
the younger generation
no.
This time around had a bad stage.
No.
Let me speak for myself. My bad stage.
Mine was awful.
Leggings.
No one could tell me different.
Do you remember wearing 3/4 length leggings under puffy skirts and dolly shoes?
No. I don't think I had that one.
Colours. Like I'd be wearing like blue capri leggings with a skirt over it.
Like multicoloured.
The one in my head now is white, blue leggings. I had these little lemon loafers that I always wore. Lemon little, what would they used to be called? Loafers, yeah.
No.
Little like dolly shoes, like loafers.
Oh my God.
And the beads and the quiff.
Oh, the beads.
And the pearls.
I used to love the beads.
But like.
And you get that pack of pearls and pennies.
Oh, yeah.
10 pack or something.
There's no stages like that.
No.
These days.
No, they're all just really good at makeup and all.
The 14-year-olds have YouTube channels and are fucking...
And have designer items.
Sorry.
I would have been told to fuck off.
Like...
It's insane.
All my Paul's Boutique stuff was definitely fake.
I think I had fake fans.
Did you?
I'm like, where would I have got them from?
The markets or something.
Yeah, maybe. And I used to wear colourful tights That was my, I didn't wear a colourful capri.
Oh, I love the colourful tie.
The blue, the mustard, the red.
Do you remember the mustard?
The mustard.
I had red ones that I always wore with blue platform Vans and denim shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Hanging around the streets, hanging around the shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wearing stuff like that with denim shorts.
The shorts, the really short hot pant ones from River Island.
But they were real high here.
No, that's Topshop one.
Is it? I just remember them being real high, but real.
Bring back Topshop.
Oh, I'll bring it back.
They were like the Joanie Jean of shorts. They were.
Oh, yes, so, yes. Yeah.
Bring back Topshop.
Honestly.
And their Jamie Jeans were really nice.
There's no bad stage in.
No, fashion anymore. What are they going to look back at and laugh? Sad, really.
They're going to look back and be like, oh, I was so cool.
I know.
But yeah, they've nothing to slag themselves over. You can't slag yourself in your life. You did something wrong.
That's actually so true. They actually can't. Like, what are they going to be like? Oh my God, this is so gas.
And they look $1 million. They look so cool.
I'm just glad we didn't have TikTok when we were younger.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
I'd be traumatized.
Imagine all the petty ones you'd make when you're fighting with someone or like when you like a boy, like, ooh.
No, imagine all the like, not thirst traps, that's the wrong word to use.
Like
the.
Oh,
just the cringy
just
ones. Cringe, like, yeah.
Because I know I would have ate that shit up.
Oh, God. Even if I think back to Bebo and stuff.
I know.
That was bad enough. The fact they were pictures. Thank God they weren't videos.
I know. Because God knows. But I'd love to see it at that same time. I feel like me and Creeper would have been like vlogging or something at 12.
100%. If you could. You would have had a TikTok channel or something. You would have 100%.
We were free.
Were you?
Like, yeah. Oh, my God. Weirdos. Like we used to make, we had this show called I Chiva, you know, like iCarly.
Yeah.
Well, I Charlene and Creeva, I Chiva. And we were like, this is our principal. And it was my mom. And
wait, how old were you during this?
In secondary school.
Fuck off, were you?
Not normal, like, yeah. And then we used to post on SoundCloud singing things.
I remember, so I think it was Zoe and some of them as well.
Zoe's and some of them.
I remember someone showed me them. I can't remember who it was.
And then we brought the song to my singing teacher that we wrote to make her listen to it. So she was like, what the fuck? So I get paid like, for this shit.
This is shit.
Like she's delighted. She's like, this. And we're just singing for her. Like,
she's like, perfect. I'll just take the time out and listen to these girls sing. Grand, no bother.
Oh, how had we gone to that? Bad stages. And then we're going to the Cool Festival.
The Cool Festival. That would be
it's
really
in a hot.
Fun.
I think it will be a hot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's my phone? It's in, we can say where it's Belgium.
I'm going to need a bit of help with that one.
Belgium weather. Because I don't know. Oh, it's hot, but it's not always dry.
Oh.
Oh, the temperature in Belgium in July ranges from 14 to 23.
Oh.
But then someone else says 20 to 25.
We'll see.
But it's not a camping one.
No.
It's not camping. But guys, if anyone's going to EP for the first time, it's a long walk to your campsite.
You will.
You think we're being dramatic? No.
You just won't park close to where you're staying. So have that in mind. Do not bring a suitcase.
No.
Mistake made. I've done it.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Can't wheel it. Especially if the ground is in any way wet, you're fucked. It just gets jammed in the wheels.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Don't bring a suitcase. Mm-mm. What should we bring that's really heavy? Drink.
Yeah.
We do bring a good bit of drink.
Well, no, we didn't actually last year.
We put our spirits into gym, like the big.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's taken off some of the weight. You're not allowed to bring glass in anyway, I don't think.
No.
I don't think, yeah.
You're not allowed to bring speakers either, but. Some of the stuff they say that you're not allowing in, you're like, I don't think you're allowing aerosols, are you?
No. Or glass, like perfume. I don't think you need perfume.
What else am I going to do? I don't know. It's in case you chuck it at someone.
True.
Unsure.
That would injure someone. I remember my first year going, I was like 16, 17, and the walk was so, I was crying on the walk. I hadn't done it before. I didn't know how long it was.
Yeah.
And I had my stuff. I don't know what it was in. I think it was a suitcase. And like all my drink and all. And it was just like, horrible. And my drink was spilling long and getting smushed.
I remember I had a see-through bag. I think there's a picture of me that I posted on Instagram. And it was like, I remember posting on Instagram the first year I ever went to Electric Picnic. Mm. And the caption was something like, lasted 12 hours currently on the way home or something.
I forgot that you left.
Like, all right, pick me. Like, pick me. Couldn't last. I'm too cool for it. No, it's because someone pissed on my tent.
Oh, that's the final straw.
Yeah, and I was on my own in it. I was terrified. I was like, get me out of here. I hate every second of this.
People do tend to, someone got tried to get into my tent.
No, didn't like that part. That freaked me out.
No.
That was year. I think I was like 22 maybe or something. I was just like, oh no, get me out of here. Yeah, so don't bring a wheelie suitcase. Get one of the little, what do we call them? The little buggy things? Little
carts. Yeah. on Amazon, isn't it? You got it yours.
I think I got it on Amazon. Yeah, we need another one of them. So I get another one of them.
Wagon, sure. We were calling it.
Oh, the wagon. The good wagon. Warm clothes for nighttime.
Yes. Yeah, it gets cold even if it's hot out.
Earplugs.
Yeah.
And an eye mask. Remember you and Zoe saw me last year and I was just
like, yeah, you're like dead. And it's like in a coffin.
Sleep in the bed like this. Passed out. They went for breakfast and all. And I was just out of the world. What else? Warm socks.
Warm socks. And then like think of footwear. You don't need as many shoes as you think you
I need to do that this year.
Well, I don't think many people do that. I feel like that's just an us thing.
Yeah, it's an us problem.
I've never not overpacked shoes.
Yeah, because you always think, oh, I want to change my boots. During the day, I want to wear these, and then I want to wear them.
No.
Fair play to anyone I ever see walk around there in runners. Even on the walk-in, when I see people in runners, and I'm just like, how?
Why? Because
I just would never think to wear runners to EP.
Did we not wear them on the walk-in? No, we didn't.
Well, I wouldn't anyway.
Do you know in Glastonbury that I see in something, they do a 5K run every morning that you can join?
Why?
There's like a...
Why?
That's what even the comments are saying. They're like, if you do a 5K run, you shouldn't even be in Glastonbury.
No. Like, you should still be awake in your tent from the night before. A 5K run.
Glastonbury, I think, is very wholesome.
You can bring your kids and all, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not wholesome. I also seen Sage is still going at 6 a.m. So it's perfect. Not wholesome, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5K run every morning.
Keep it.
You can do.
No.
Imagine coming home, like, from your night and people are running by you. That would send me.
I'd be free. I'd feel so shit.
Going.
I'd feel... Just follow them at the back. No, I couldn't.
Oh.
How do you pack for the weather? Did we have any bad rain 1 year? I don't think we did we? Like, it's rained, but it's never...
We did.
Did we? When?
The year we went to the hotel.
Oh, sorry. I think everything back. We literally left.
We left venue. For one night only and went back. Did we go back for the whole next night? Did we sleep there again? No, we didn't. We went. You drove down and we went to...
Did I?
Yeah. But we wanted to go see someone, so we just went.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was the best sleep of my life. Whatever way that tent was that year, it was like our mattress got damp.
Yeah, it was so... The walls were really close to the bed.
Yeah.
So it was condensation on it as well. Like, everything was just wet.
Like, you were actually cold in bed because it was wet.
Yeah.
It wasn't good for our health. So we went.
We were on booking.com.
We left.
Close to the hotel. We did come back.
Yeah, it was like torrential rain that year.
Yeah, that was the worst I remember.
Yeah.
Well, the most recent years, I don't remember it being...
No, it's been really good.
Hasn't it?
The last 2 years ago was gorgeous. Last year was gorgeous as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. Really sunny.
Yeah.
We're getting lucky. But this year, it's back in September again, so I'm hoping.
I hope it's nice.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm so glad it's not mid-August, because that was really cutting my summer short, I felt.
Yeah, summer EP is like me. The end of summer.
Yeah, so I felt like then summer was ended in mid-August.
Mm.
Also, the first year I went was torrential rain like that as well. Yeah, it was horrible. And like, I'm sorry guys, but I didn't shower that year.
That's fine.
When I was younger, I didn't shower.
A little baby wipe
shower, I did.
Pit and puss.
Yeah,
and puss.
Yeah. Because I was not going to get shower.
No. With you. No.
And
I couldn't.
I just didn't shower, guys. Now I do.
It's grand. You know what I mean?
And I had braids in. So I was like, that's grand for my hair. I don't worry about that.
You can just leave it like that. Yeah. Come on. We've all done it. Like,
you know the cartoon where it's just like... Smell coming off. No, but I, especially when I was younger, guys, I didn't even sweat like once. I didn't. I took me years to sweat.
Did it?
Yeah, so weird. Didn't even grow armpit hair for ages.
Oh, I love that.
Weird. I still don't really have that much armpit hair. It's very like...
Mine's gone now from the laser. Oh. Last laser I got, I think, might have really...
Really?
Really. Oh, I haven't shaved in weeks.
Bald.
Even my legs, like...
Oh my God.
And you know what I'd be like?
Oh my God.
Like, there's obviously little stragglers.
In
no, haven't shaved since I got it. Brilliant.
I need to go back. I'm so bad at keeping things up like that.
So good.
I just forget. I think it's because there's so much time in between. I need to go back to my laser, my tattoo one as well. Things like that I'm very forgetful with.
Book in for mine.
Any luxuries that you need? We were saying eye mask, earplugs.
Eye mask and earplugs just for the noise if you do want to sleep. Luxury.
Air mattress.
See, I don't know how well I'd be recommending things because I've only done the camping once. I've only camped in the campsites once. Really sorry, guys. I've been glamping every year. So, you know, can't really complain there. You've done it. How many times have you done it?
A few times.
Have you? Okay.
Camping, yeah.
So you...
And I actually, I would love to do it again.
I went out to the girls, did I, last year? Did I go meet the girls in their tent? And I was like, girls, the way you have to set up is actually all right.
I would love to do it again, but like, I hate the setup part of having to build a tent. So that's something that I can't do.
Can you throw someone 50 quid?
I think you can pay. There's like, am I right saying there's scouts going around?
Is
I feel
there?
Like there is, and they literally do, that's what they're there to
That'd
do.
Be a good job.
And pay them.
Yeah.
And they do it because that's one thing. But I love the atmosphere in the campsite. I feel like.
I'd say the atmosphere is better than the glamping.
Yeah, because like you're with like a lot of different groups and you can like join all your stuff together. Then in the middle, you might have like a gazebo and chairs.
Yeah, like
there's always someone around.
Fun.
Like that is nice.
Yeah.
But also, it's nice. I feel like you're having your bit, like your air mattress definitely would be good for camping because it gets you off the ground anywhere.
Okay.
Like just a bit more comfort.
Yeah.
Never had one. I just slept in the sleeping bag.
Maybe an electric pump for the air mattress?
Electric pump.
Well, then how do you plug it in?
Yeah, true.
Oh, bollocks, sorry.
Gazebo.
We have electricity.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, actually, I'm trying. Yeah, because I used to have to go and use one of them. There used to be like little pod things where you go and you have a phone in.
Is there like...
You'd be phoneless for a few hours and you have to go get your phone back and it would have to last you the whole day.
Can you bring like... I'm thinking of like an amp thing. Has electricity in it. Is that a thing that's...
Does amps have electricity in it?
No, like I don't even know. Like a generator kind of thing. Can you bring a small... Like, is there something that has electricity that you don't have to plug in that you
a can... A power bank. You'd get like a massive one maybe. Because some of them do last for a few charges.
Do they?
Yeah.
So make sure you have your power banks
Power
charged.
Banks, yeah.
Snacks.
Snacks. A lot of snacks.
Electrolytes maybe?
Electrolytes. All your bits for your hangover. Your beaker. Like
oh,
cup.
Yeah.
They said last year, people kept saying that you're not allowed to bring them in because we were selling at the time the birdhouse ones.
Yeah.
And remember people texting me like, oh, by the way, they're not letting them in. But we had
them, yeah.
I've seen loads of beakers around the main event. So
a beaker so handy so your drink doesn't be
sloshing
everywhere. Also for safety as well.
Yeah.
Beaker is a good one.
Yeah.
Keep your drink safe.
100%.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. There's your packing list, guys. Hope everyone's making notes. Who would headline your dream festival?
LMA.
Oh,
I'd love to see LMA live or Kehlani.
Oh yeah,
Kehlani,
she'd be good.
Or who do I love? Oh, I have a new obsession of a song. Do you want to hear it?
Oh yeah.
So I get really like I listen to a song on repeat until I hate it. I literally put it on repeat. So this is my new one now. You've definitely heard it. It's on TikTok. It makes me.
Yeah, I know.
Cry.
I had that obsession.
Where's Killa?
Cork.
The park.
Where the boys never know.
Where is it?
Don't they play the Three Arena through the week?
Where they play?
They play the Three Arena through the week.
Do they?
Yeah.
They call Killa.
For the Lord up above, Killa. La 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 la.
I love it so. The little video on.
Oh. It makes me feel so patriotic.
Oh, that's my new obsession. So.
I seen a video of people singing that song. And all the comments were like...
In town?
Yeah, after the gig. Outside Grogan or something, was it? Or something?
Yeah.
All the comments were like, it was so nice how young Irish people now are like really...
They love Irish music.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And taking so much pride in being Irish.
In being Irish, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's so good. Who would you like to headline?
Obviously, I would say Taylor Swift, but I'll not say her for now. I'd love to see Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Imagine the vibes. I'm just
that's a good one.
Everyone would be on a buzz. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, every song, he'd be buzzing. Like, while I'm in my dream, he'd be buzzing.
Hope he does a comeback tour.
I know.
Well, there was meant to be one for last year, remember?
Yeah, Justin Bieber, I would say.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Miley Cyrus also. If she's true in a few Hannah Montana songs.
Yeah, I feel like the videos I've seen of her lately, she has been singing an L.
Yeah.
The climb.
Yeah. She's always mentioning Hannah and all. Like, doing... Comeback
her too.
Maybe, yeah. Any festival nightmares or like missed favourite acts?
I feel like we always have the dilemma of two acts being on at the same time.
Yeah.
And so wanting to go to one and going to the other, or going to the wrong tent thinking someone's on there.
And they're not.
We've definitely done
tomorrow.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the only thing. I don't think we've ever had any horror stories or like. Did you?
When I was younger, I just used to drink I didn't even drink that much. I was just a really bad lightweight. Like,
are you?
Yeah, and I think it was my breakup era, so I probably wasn't that well nourished at the time. You know, like you can't really feel sick, can't really eat. Like, so I'm drinking straight away. I used to, I don't know, I used to get pissed off like a nagging.
Would you?
A vodka, yeah. But I went to Spread and Fruit. I walked in, got sick on the ground and left. Oh. On the way out, someone was like, where's your outfit from? It was like for when them like things online. She got a picture of him, like, it's not top behind my eyes.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'll find it somewhere. Yeah. So we left. Then a few years later, same thing happened at Longitude. I went, was getting sick. Went to the medical tent, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And got sick and had to leave. Like, a couple hours in from being there.
Oh, no.
I was just really, had drank too much and left, missed the whole day. There's another picture of me again, no top behind the eyes. I'm like, just gone. And then same thing happened in Creamfields over in England.
Oh.
But I was again going through another breakup at the time. So I think this is my unhinged era, because I just end up drinking a lot and have not that much food in me, like, and was really sick. And then I had to miss the second day of Creamfields.
Oh.
And then it was in the airport. I had to go in the wheelchair because I was so weak. But I think that was food poison, because I had just eaten chicken.
Okay.
And I wasn't well, felt so horrible. And then my ex at the time? He would have been. Yeah, we got back together after that and he felt bad. He got me from the airport because I was in the wheelchair. Well, I think I just turned up running for attention. I was like, please, I feel so sick.
Oh,
but I was really
God.
Sick. But my stomach used to not be well. That was my bad. I'm much better now, my stomach.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Much better. I don't know. I can't even give any tips as to what I did.
Mm.
Maybe just like regular meals that I know is good for me and that don't hurt. But I used to be, guys,
so
TMI,
bad.
But like my toilet would be bad every week. At least once a week.
Oh God.
Yeah. It was a bad time.
Oh.
It was not good. And then I also would get sick every week, like puke.
That's so bad.
But I thought that was normal.
That is not normal.
I was just like, yeah.
No.
Like, yeah.
No.
Not good.
Mm-mm. So not the slightest.
Cucumber salad for like,
I don't think I got lost once at Forbidden Fruit. And it was lashing rain and I was in a tent on my own and there was no signal and I couldn't get in touch with anyone. That was scary.
That is
like
scary.
That. Maybe actually a top tip, everyone put their Find My Friends on their phones.
It's a good idea.
It's just going to see where they're.
Does that work with no signal?
Were we not sharing each other's location and stuff one year? You'd send me your location and you can just follow it on the map.
Yeah,
I think you were with Lauren or something.
Yeah, we did.
So
yeah.
There's a tip here, or I don't know if you want to invest in AirTags and clip them onto
you
yourself.
Have one friend that runs with.
Yeah.
You're like, she's fine.
The unhinged one.
Yeah.
Clip one onto her.
Best hairstyle for a 3-day festival and tips for looking well at the end. Well, there's no tips for looking well at the end.
No. By the end of it, everyone's just absolutely a zombie.
And bitch.
Shell of themselves. I think I always plan it like maybe, say if it's a 3-day festival.
Yeah.
Wash it the morning you're going. If you want to, like, I don't know, curl it that day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe straight the first day. See, but then you have to curl your hair for the second day.
Yeah, fuck that.
If you curled it the first day, down.
Yeah.
Maybe did half up, half down the second day.
Mm-hmm.
Third day, scrape it back.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
That'd be how I'd do it. Like, that's leave it all down. Half down. All up.
I think I end up washing it, though, every year.
Oh,
always
no.
One day I wash
it. Wouldn't.
You can get blow dryers and all, I think, in some places.
Can you?
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
No.
I blow because there's little stalls sometimes with like hair dryers and things. Like
no, I'd much rather
wait till you get home.
Yeah. I think I'd feel fresher anyway.
But you do feel fresh after washing your hair in the shower. There's something about like if you're hungover and you have a full body shower
with your hair. Oh, you just stand in it for a minute.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Maybe even like if you're an extension girl, you could just wash your natural hair.
Yeah, true. Just the top.
Mm. Bottle of water, bit of shammer.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
You can get portable showers as well, guys.
So that could be a good one.
Festival top tips.
There you go.
So Red Flag Radar, we do every week. So we basically help you figure out if something that's happened or is happening or someone has a trait of is a red flag or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the first one. I found a bottle of eye makeup remover in his bathroom. Said he had bought it because he thought it was face wash. This depends if you are seeing each other together and if you're together, how long are you together? Because it could be from like an ex.
Okay.
Who left it there.
Also, it would say face wash on the front of it.
Yeah, that's... You'd rather him...
Eye makeup remover as well, specifically, is usually like oil and a water thing.
Separated.
Yeah. And it would say like something on it that it's a makeup remover. Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't say it's like a...
Fake cleansing.
Also,
is it used? Is it opened?
It
could be from a previous thing as well, depending on how long you're together.
Yeah.
If these are only fresh. Eye makeup remover like is not the first thing you'd have. I don't know. I feel like if you found something more specific, like an earring or something.
Okay.
Because that might be like a one-night stand. But like, I feel like eye makeup remover is like another...
One singular bottle of eye... Yeah. Now, if there was eye makeup remover and like the little pads or like a full makeup removing kit you're after buying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say it's definitely not green anyway.
No.
But I don't think it's fully red because it genuinely could be like a... I did think it was face wash.
It could be. send us a picture of the bottle.
And depending on the brand.
Depending on the brand and if you can see the oil and water separately.
Yeah.
Because he should know.
His parents bought a holiday home 20 minutes from my house. I don't see that as a red flag.
No.
Holiday home? It's my dream to have a holiday home, lads.
Yeah.
After I have a home, my second dream then is a holiday home.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah.
The fact of just being able to like piss off and just go somewhere else. Yeah. Sounds so
like lovely. A home away from home.
Yeah. That's just my dream. I don't think that's a red flag.
No.
You could flip this on its head as a green flag that his parents really, really like you.
And want to be so close.
Want to be close. Yeah. That they're thinking that, oh my God, if you just have kids, that they'd be close to their grandkids then as well.
That's true.
You know? I don't see this red.
Do you reckon this is like a abroad holiday home and she lives abroad?
Or like, I'm thinking of it as like a mobile home.
Yeah. I think
or like a house.
I think that's nice. I would, if you said they bought the home on your street or like on your, if it is a, what are they called? Mobile home site. Like one of them, if it was next door. But I think 20 minutes. What harm?
No, that's still like.
And they're just.
A distance away.
Yeah, and they want to be close to you and like.
No, I think that's nice. Cute.
Yeah, I think that's overimposing. It's a nice. It's still space. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, can't drive and he's age 32.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Really sorry. We've definitely talked about it in past episodes of like when we were in our single era or whatever, but like there's just something about it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know driving around a man.
No. There's just something about and okay, right, I get it.
Yeah, if there's things
something might have happened. Yeah. Something might have happened, or he genuinely just has a fear of it, or like there's two ways you can go about it. If it's that case and like God forbid he was in an accident or he genuinely has a fear of it or there's stuff
like
that.
Or he can never afford it or something.
Yeah, okay. No. You can cut them a bit of slack there. But if it's just a case of, oh, no, I'm not arse driving.
Then what is he going to be arse to do? What's he going to be arse to do?
No.
It's just a bad trait to have.
No, you want to be collected and driven.
Yeah,
and like
dainty.
Yeah, like it's, no. 32?
Yeah.
Get the finger out.
If the only reason that he's not driving is he's not arsed, that's
then that's a red flag.
Red flag.
100%.
And also it's like, do you think people are just going to drive around your home?
Yeah. Like, how entitled.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Get the fuck.
Nah.
Your theory test.
Yeah.
The Seeks and Stalls then, we give advice every week. These all come into our email address. The email is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is, ooh, a lad.
Oh, fun. We got a lad.
So boy has written in this dilemma. Lad writing in because I need the girl's advice.
Perfect.
Oh, I love when we have men listeners. I've just finished my first year in college and there is this girl. We're in the same course and we became friends as the year went on. And since then, we've gotten very close and I would consider her as like one of my closest female friends in college. I think I've caught feelings for her, which was not planned. But the problem is that she has a boyfriend. We spend a lot of time together inside and outside of college and even on nights out together. We both openly talk to each other and share a lot of personal things that we wouldn't to anyone else. And she also comes to me with all of her problems about her boyfriend and recently has been bad-mouthing him to me, which I selfishly was happy about. There is a part of me which also thinks she may have feelings for me too based off certain things that have been said and have happened. So cringe, we have so much in common and both have the same idea of things we like to do, etc. Since finishing college, I've found myself missing her and we chat almost 24/7. I really don't know what to do because I don't want to step on toes with her having a boyfriend and the feelings aren't reciprocated. I really don't want to lose our friendship, either from telling her or from a relationship together going west. Should I let it go or will I regret trying? I'm not the biggest relationship person, but I could see us together. Any advice or help would be appreciated.
My whole entire heart is going to burst. Initial thoughts.
I don't want him to get hurt.
I know, yeah. Don't want him to get hurt. Don't want them to not be friends either, which is something about this is telling me she has feelings for you too.
Same, I get the vibes.
I really do. The whole, like, we chat almost 24/7, like, I don't know, something is telling me, like, the fact she's telling you, like, her problems with her boyfriend, like, maybe she's trying to, like, maybe she's trying to, not plant the seed, but kind of give him the hint, oh, I'm not really that happy with
you. Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to suss you out.
You out, yeah. But then,
that's an ideal world now.
She might even be trying to suss it out to like see if she wants to end things, which isn't good on her part. To be like, oh, I might end it for no reason. Because maybe if she does have feelings for him, it's a part of the reason why she'd want to end things. But
How do you...
There's
what
obviously,
direction do you
there's
go?
There's obviously a bit of trouble in it with her and her boyfriend if he's saying she's recently been bad-mouthing him. Like, they mustn't be on the best of path.
Mm. So they finished college just for the summer kind of thing?
Yeah, just their first year is done. I think, I don't know.
I know.
I'm like, what would I do?
Like, you have to think of the boyfriend in the situation as well.
It's like, you can't. You kind of have to take her lead, which is like...
Yeah, she has to... You have to basically weigh it out, yeah. I think.
I wouldn't tell her how you feel. I'm always one for tell people how you feel, but not in this situation, because I think her head will be fried. First of all, you could lose the friendship. Second of all, she could be like, oh my God, I have this man like me. I'm a boyfriend. Like,
what do I do?
What do I do? Do I like that might kind of confuse things for her as well. I think like, why would you be telling her? You kind of think yourself, right, if I was to tell her, what reason am I doing it for? Am I doing it because I want her to know, or I want her to make up her boyfriend, or like,
yeah.
I want, like, what outcome do you want from that situation?
Because I think then if you're, like you said, when she tells you about like the fight she has with her boyfriend, where is that again?
Where she says, bad mouth in the boy.
Yeah, that he's secretly happy.
Yeah.
Would you just be telling her then that you like her in hopes that, like Shara said, she breaks up with him? But then you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and then you also have her hurt then.
Yeah.
Like do you know what I mean?
And you lose a friend, potentially.
I think focus on keeping your friendship as healthy as it is now. Because 100%. If one day then it does blossom into something more,
yeah.
Then you've watered the friendship as much as you can. Like you came from a place from having a really good, healthy relationship mm-hmm. as friends to maybe in the future. But also then if it doesn't move on to that, you still have your friendship with her. You still have her in your life.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I think...
She's not gone out of your life as well.
I think maybe hang on.
Yeah. And you're also... They're only done their first year. So I'm like, if you were in your final year, you're never going to see this girl again. You'd be more inclined to maybe be like, oh God, I have to say it before it's too late or something. Do you know?
It's hopefully like, you'll see her in September.
But you'll see. Yeah, you will. And also, it might be best off. Like it might take her a year or two if she ends up breaking up with a boyfriend, if she's not getting on with him. Like... To not be with someone who's in college. I've been there, done that.
Really?
Bought the fucking t-shirt. It's not good.
Is it not?
It's a weird environment to be with someone in.
Yeah.
And like you see them every day. Oh. Like, which like, I just think it doesn't always work.
It's a lot.
And that might ruin a friendship as well. So maybe you're best off waiting anyway because of the time and your first year. So you either have 3 or 4 years of college. So like you could potentially be with each other the whole time mm-hmm. now. So I think the longer that it waits, if you are meant to be together, the longer that takes the better.
Yeah.
For that to come out as a thing because it's not good in my experience. I'm sure it works for some people.
But
not for me. Yeah, I think just hang on in there. Keep your friendship strong.
Yeah.
There's nothing that is urgently needs to be said.
No.
I know it's on the tip of your tongue and you really like her, but I think it's not the time, not the place. And I think just keep strengthening your friendship and see how it goes. And I think if she feels the way you do, she will end the relationship as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You'll get the kind of the gist from her.
Yeah.
But keep us updated, please, won't you?
Do, please.
Please do.
And thanks for writing in.
Thank you.
A boy bird.
Yeah, oh my God.
Then to phone a friend, we get the bird's advice. So this advice is all given on our Instagram page. So write in our question boxes and let us know what you think of the dilemma and your advice. So this one is, I'm 23. I've never had a boyfriend. Anytime I'm talking to a guy, I suddenly want it to end out of nowhere before it gets to a relationship. I look back now, I'm like, why did I end that? I genuinely had feelings for him. But at the time, I was like, get me out of this. Recently, I went home to a boy after a night out. It wasn't my first time going home with him. But this time, there was an incident with another girl. And since then, I felt so shit in myself. I can't reply or talk to boys at all. I have it in my head that I'm never going to find my person. If I really like the boy, it's going to end badly. And if I don't like him, it makes me feel bad for ending it. So I prefer not to talk to them so I won't get hurt. What do you girls think? I'm really stuck in a rut. I would say... Straight off the bat, I feel like you need to figure out your... Because what she sounds like is an avoidant attachment style.
Okay.
Like, I'm definitely the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I've definitely, like, gotten into things and I'm like... Like, I just... What the fuck am I doing? Like, because I just always assume that's the next step. I never think, like... I've never thought back to myself, like, am I ready to be in something? Like, am I... Like, but that's actually a really healthy way of doing it. So, like, in a way, it's good that you know when you're not... Meant to be in
ready, yeah. You're able to clock it before it happens, kind of thing.
Honestly, go to therapy. You need to figure yourself out if this is what's on your mind. There's so much more to life than getting a boyfriend because you feel pressure. Live your own life so a boy can one day be part of it. Don't live to one day have a boyfriend.
Aw.
That's so nice.
That's a good one. Go speak to a therapist. I can't recommend enough.
Sounds like you're scared of getting hurt, but you have to take that risk to find love.
Stop looking for him and he'll come into your life. Trust. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
Like, the more you look, you're
the less you find.
Yeah.
You're only 23. Don't focus on boys.
That's true. That's still so young. It'll take the right guy with patience and you will meet someone. Believe you deserve.
Oh, that's what I said. Sounds like you could have an avoidant attachment and might need to do some work on that. Or you could still be figuring yourself out and what you like and not ready for commitment, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, we're not always fully ready as people. I think you have to be good in yourself to get into something as well.
Yes, you can't.
Go into something.
You should look after yourself first.
Yeah.
You have to be number one.
Yeah.
Best advice is find what you love about your life. You need to be 100% happy within your life and then have someone to add to it. Don't put pressure on yourself. You'll end up going crazy. It always happens when you least expect it. That is so true.
It's so true.
Go with the flow and don't overthink it.
Improve your relationship with yourself first. You're indecisive because you don't know what you need in a relationship.
Oh. Is that like your type of like love language and stuff?
Yeah.
Or like what you value in someone? Like, you have to learn that.
I've never thought about that before. I always just go, which is probably like normal as well, like just go based on how I feel about them.
Yeah.
But I never think like,
What
do I need out of this? Is that person going to be what I need? Like, yeah. It's mad.
That's very true, isn't it?
Very fucking true. I'm gonna give it to me. I feel like counseling would help. Just relax into it. You're only 23. A lot of time to find someone and you work on yourself first.
You'll find your person when you least expect it.
Two people said, sounds like about avoidant attachment. Could be about avoidant attachment would be worth looking into. Because I think when you know something about yourself, it's then easier to understand. And you're like, oh, that's why I'm like that.
It
like,
clicks with you then.
Yeah.
Like, makes sense.
Yeah.
Take a break from boys for a little bit to really find out what you really want in a partner.
Stop focusing on boys for now. You're 23. Enjoy your 20s with your friends and see how things go.
Like, 23 is so young and fun and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone says, Sex and the City girls are all in their 30s. Don't be stressed and you've plenty of time.
Aww. That's true. I need to watch Sex and the City. I've never watched it.
Have you not?
I feel like I'd love it.
Any of the episodes are out?
No.
Have you not?
No, I know.
You'd love it.
I know.
Oh, and then you have to finish the movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're very Carrie Bradshaw.
I know, and
in the style.
Yeah.
Loves her shoes, that one.
Loves her shoes. A bit like myself. Take a break from boys for a little while to really find out what you really want in a partner.
What's for you won't pass you, the right one will come and you will know. Enjoy yourself in the now and don't try to lose your 20s trying to find the man. That's true.
That is true, guys.
These are so good.
Thanks so much for your advice. So that's all on our Instagram, which is Home We Drink Pod, and our email for dilemmas. If you want to be in for phone a friend, if you'd rather their advice than ours, fine. Write just that in the subject line. So it's homewedrink@goloudnow.com. That's the email. But that's it from us today. See, I'm going hoarse a little bit.
What the hell?
A little from the chest.
What the hell, Kelly?
From the smoke and the 70 imaginary smoke. Like, what?
In her sleep, that girl.
So that's it from us today. Before we go, we're raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to summer.
The kind of summer with beach days, music festivals, and your name, hopefully, on a Coca-Cola bottle or can.
Because, yes, as we said, the Share Coke campaign is back, baby.
If that's not a sign to make this the best summer ever, then we don't really know what is.
So check the shelves for your name or your mates or your dog or your nanny.
Whoever.
And if it's not there, you can scan the QR code on the pack to create your own digital Coke moment.
Whether you're sipping zero sugar or going full original taste, make it a summer to remember with Coca-Cola.
Cheers, Slapper.
Cheers.
That's it from us for this week. We'll see you on Monday for Extra Spice.
Yee!
First Monday of every month is a spicy episode. We also get them dilemmas into our email address, homewedrink@goloudnow.com. It's all bedroom-based dilemmas.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we'll see you on Monday for that. And we'll see you tomorrow for full video. Thursdays at 12 on YouTube. And that's it from us. We'll see you on tomorrow or Monday, whatever you choose.
Love you. Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.